To answer or not to answer, that is the question. We have mentioned the impact of answering the telephone and how important it is to create a positive image from this to existing and new clients. We have also mentioned that there are certain situations when it is better not to answer the telephone. I remember taking a telephone call when my son was sick. At the moment I started speaking to the client, my son decided to scream and shout. Not only was I distracted, but it was audible to the client and gave a really poor impression to her. Had I left the call, and hopefully the client had left a message on the answer phone, this would have been avoided. We have all called people when they've snapped "Hello!" to us. These are occasions when it would be better for someone else or an answer phone to take over. We've also called people who are just about to leave for an appointment. They aren't engaged in having a conversation. So, what situations would it be best for you to leave the telephone and not answer it? You might have a deadline for some work that needs to be finished. You need to concentrate on it. With the best will in the world, you are unable to switch quickly from concentrating on the task in hand to having a conversation with a client. Even if you answer the telephone and explain that this isn't a good time, it is devaluing their call and you might come across as abrupt. You're in a meeting. I believe it's rude to take calls when you're in a meeting with someone else, unless you have pre-warned the other person that you're expecting an important call. Taking a call when you're in mid-flow of a conversation, face-to-face, is difficult to switch from one conversation to another, and there might be private business to discuss in front of another person. You are in a noisy environment. What is the point of taking the call when you will be inaudible? Not only will you find it difficult to hear the conversation, but you are likely to be inaudible to the other person. This is frustrating to the caller and does your image no good. You are in an environment where the background noise could be distracting or inappropriate for you to take business calls. A children's play area, a busy cafe or pub, football match. The background noise could give a poor image of your business. If I am calling a business, I don't want the impression that the office conducts their business in a bar where a conversation could be overheard by bystanders. You are just about to leave for an appointment or a client is due to arrive any moment. Your concentration is on something else. You might be rushing around and with the best will in the world, it is difficult to answer the phone and conduct a conversation calmly and professionally. More likely, you will answer the phone abruptly. When you are taking lunch or having a bathroom break, eating whilst answering the phone is a no-no, and I won't comment on being in the bathroom. You are at a station racing for a train. Answering the phone whilst you are hassled rushing for a train or you're running, breathless, does nothing for your image or that of your business. It is 11 p.m. on a Sunday night. You need to be clear about the hours you are available to answer your business phone, just as you are for when you accept appointments, attend business meetings and are open. It is an easy trap to fall into when you run a business that you should always be available, yet many businesses have open hours. Consider what you feel is reasonable for your business, the business sector and activity. For example, a catering industry where a lot of work is at weekend should be recommended to answer the phone to clients or at least have a number that clients could call for an emergency on the day. Whilst most professional services have a more accepted 9 a.m. to 5:30 p.m. Monday to Friday opening hours, it could be worthwhile considering having these opening hours displayed on your website, marketing material and answer phone if you feel this is appropriate for your business. I am sure there are other situations you are able to imagine too, but in all of these scenarios, your focus is not on answering the phone, or you are not in a business environment where you are able to focus on the business. So, what do we do in these situations? We need to listen to our answer phone messages to see if they are portraying our business well. One point I should mention is that not all clients and customers will leave messages on the answer phone, and certainly during reasonable working hours, it is preferential to have a real person answering the phone. I employ a call minding service for when I'm not in the office, I'm on the school run, or when I'm training. This means that there is a positive image I portray to clients and customers. Some clients of mine have a designated person in the office who always answers the phone, again, so that between office hours there is always human contact. Harvey Goldsmith, who featured on Desert Island Discs, always takes calls, whatever the time. He believes that he runs a service industry and clients should be able to speak to him 24/7. His wife hates his BlackBerry. Exercise. You need to be honest with yourself over when to answer the phone and when to leave a call to a call minder, other colleague, or answer phone. Start to become aware of when the telephone disrupts your day and consider ways of managing this so that there is a balance between giving a poor image to callers and being able to complete your other work. Within your organisation, see if it is possible to rotate who answers the phone or designate key people to do this. A smaller organisation could employ a call minder. You also need to be clear about your open hours when you are prepared to speak to clients, colleagues, and customers.